If you love me, keep my commandments. That's the message of today's gospel. Jesus reminds us of that deep and sensitive relationship that must exist between Lord and disciple. It's a relationship of love, of care, and of mutual respect that we see being lived out in our first reading from the Acts today. The missionary Philip goes out to the Samaritan town, just as Jesus had done before. The people of the town were united. They were welcoming the gospel message that was practical and touched their lives, especially in the healing of the sick and of the troubled. The leadership of the infant Christian church made the decision that Peter and John should go to these newly baptized so that they could lay hands on them, in order that they could share in the Holy Spirit. Many of our parishes across the whole world are preparing young people for the sacrament of confirmation as we draw closer to the Feast of Pentecost. In our readings today, we are reminded of the importance of sacramental life. We see how these signs of God's real presence in our lives can make a real difference. We need those signs, we need those symbols, because they connect us with something deeper, something words and intellect cannot always express. If you looked in and viewed the coronation of King Charles III last week, the symbolism and sacramental details stretched back over 1,000 years. The king at one time was moved to the front of the high altar, and the archbishop used ritually scented chrism oil to anoint him in the service of God and the people of the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth. At the confirmation ceremony in the Samaritan town, and the service that will be held locally for our children on Tuesday at the Marist, is a symbolically anointing people in exactly the same way as the early church founders decided to do things. The confirmation group, as well as the king who has just been anointed, must make a difference. Through this sacred anointing, we are called to share the eternal and unconditional love of God. The way we treat people, the care we show, and the joyful love that is evident in our lives will make that difference. In a true living of this command to love our own, we can look at our world and make it an easier place to live. We might not be able to stop the war in Syria, or in the Ukraine or the Sudan, but we can make our own little area a safer place, a place where we can rid the community of any negativity, selfishness, hatred or anger. It begins with me and you. In these weeks leading up to this great feast of Pentecost, we are aware of how the Holy Spirit can transform the church and our lives. But in order to receive that gift, Jesus says, you must love me and keep my commandments. And when we do this, we will read in the Gospel, I shall ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. For I will not leave you as orphans. This is the commandment that we must keep. We must receive the Spirit of Truth and use it. Go into the whole world and preach the good news to all of creation. It's also a command to both love God and our neighbor. For when we do these things, we are certainly preaching the good news, the truth. The advocate will come to strengthen us in the way of the truth. In contrast, the negativity that is seen in the conscious refusal to offer true love and friendship. The Irish mystic John O'Donoghue reminds us of the need for anamkara in life. The soul friend, the confidant, the one who is always there to share with you. Today, Jesus wants to be our anamkara. Thank God for those anamkaras in your lives. Remember also that you too are an anamkara. You can be the difference in the world that might need you today. So when you leave Mass today, I hope you take with it these gifts. May you be blessed with good friends. May you learn to be a good friend to yourself. May you be able to journey to that place in your soul where there is great love, warmth, feeling, and forgiveness. And may this change you. May it transfigure that which is negative, distant, or cold in you. May you be brought into the real passion, kinship, and affinity of belonging. And may you treasure your friends. May you be good to them, and may they be good to you. May they bring you all the blessings, challenges, truth, and light that you need for your journey. And may you never be isolated. May you always be in the gentle nest of belonging with your anamkara. So may the Holy Spirit come down upon us to confirm that we are daughters and sons of God. So let us pray, come Holy Spirit, and renew the face of the earth. Alleluia.